Jess in with you this morning. Now, there's a new bushfire recovery grant that the Hunter Valley Wine and Tourism Association has received worth more than $500,000. To give us the details on this one, Senator Perrin Davey, the Senator for New South Wales, joins us this morning. Perrin, how are you doing?
I'm well, thanks, Jess. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Now, to start with, tell us exactly what this recovery grant's all about.
So this recovery grant is part of the Bushfire Economic Recovery Fund. It's a co-funded between the New South Wales and the federal government. So it's a great example of the state and the federal governments working hand in hand to help our bushfire impacted communities and industries recover following what was a terrible start to 2020, and we hope we don't see a repeat this year.
No, exactly. And looking at the Pocolban region, rather, of course, a huge wine industry down there affected by things like smoke taint on the grapes, and of course the bushfires themselves as well.
And that's why this is a particularly important grant that has been given to the Wine and Tourism Association, because the Hunter region, while the fire did impact, not every vineyard was burnt out. And so there are a lot of grants that they weren't able to apply for because they weren't personally burnt. But that's not to say that their industry and their businesses weren't impacted with, as you say, with the smoke taint. A lot of wineries lost a whole year of vintage, which is a significant hole in the bottom line of the business. But more importantly as well, for the Hunter region, which we know is one of Australia's favourite wine regions, the reputational damage that can be caused when people hear things like smoke taint. And what we've got to do, and what the Wine and Tourism Association aim to do, is to make sure that that damage isn't long-lasting, to remind people that, no, there was smoke taint, but it didn't end up in a bottle.
Yeah.
You will not get substandard wine from the Hunter. You will continue to get the best quality wine produced in the Hunter on the great soils, you know, generation-old wines, and that's what this grant aims to do.
Yeah. I think something that unfortunately does seem to get forgotten about often when we have these natural disasters, be it a bushfire, be it drought, be it flood, whatever it may be, while there's effects immediately on communities like the bushfires, particularly on the south coast, it's those, I guess, flow-on effects and those indirect impacts of natural disasters that causes issues for business and individuals, like as we've been talking about, the smoke taint on grapes.
And in a place like the Hunter that is also very reliant on tourism, because we love to get the Sydney siders out, the two and a half hour drive into the Hunter and spend a day trip or a weekend or an overnight trip going around all the wineries. But when they hear that the region's been impacted by bushfires, they tend not to come because they don't know how bad the damage is. And that has long-lasting effects. So it's about, come back, the Hunter's rebuilt, the region's still as beautiful as ever, even more so after the recent rains. The wine is fantastic, the cheese is brilliant. You know, the Hunter is now not just a wine area, it is on the foodie trail, and we've got to make sure it stays there.
Exactly right. And lastly, Perrin, this is all a part of more than $500 million that's being dished out by both the state and federal governments for this type of funding.
That's exactly right. And there's applications are still open, actually, for the latest round, which has another $250 million available through the Bushfire Local Economic Recovery Fund. They close on the 11th of December. You can get online to the New South Wales Government website at newsouthwales.gov.au/BLERfund. And have a look at the guidelines, see if they're relevant to your organisation or industry, and get an application in, because this money goes to local groups for local projects that will help rebuild local industry.
Exactly.
And that's what we're all about.
Fantastic stuff. Well, Perrin, thank you so much for your time this morning on the show. We really appreciate it.
great to be here, and I wish the Hunter all the best. I hope to be up there in the next couple of weeks, so maybe I'll be talking to you again from the ground.